when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. Now, in the previous episode, we started discussing the law of La'an based on what we see in the Holy Quran and in the traditions. We discussed the verse in which the Almighty Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Now, in another verse, in chapter Baqarah, the Holy Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Indeed, those who disbelieved and died in their state of disbelief, it is they on whom shall be the curse of Allah, the angels, and all mankind. Now, when we have a look at the traditions, specifically those in Usul Kafi, we come to realize that some of the companions of Holy Prophet, due to their denial of what the Prophet has said, left this world with no faith. So, hence, these companions had no faith. They denied what the Holy Prophet said. Curse of Allah, His angels, and all the people is on them. So in conclusion, we can say the curse of Allah, His angels, and all the people are on those who died while they were disbelievers. And there were some companions that died as disbelievers. And as a result, those are the ones who are cursed by Allah, the angels, and all the people.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, he understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. they will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now, there are other verses in the Holy Quran that the word la'an has been used. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Indeed, those who torment Allah and His Apostle are cursed by Allah in the world and in the hereafter, and He has prepared a humiliating punishment for them. Both Shi'i and Sunni scholars unanimously agree that this tradition of the Holy Prophet about Fatima al-Zahra is truly said, من آذى فاطمة فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله. Whosoever torments Fatima has tormented me, and whosoever torments me has tormented Allah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is also reported to have said about Imam Ali alayhi salam, من آذى عليا فقد آذاني. Whosoever torments Ali, he has tormented me. It is also important to know that there are some traditions that mention other categories of people whose disturbance would be tantamount to tormenting Almighty Allah and the Holy Prophet. For example, the Holy Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, مَنْ أَذَى وَالِدَيْهِ فَقَدْ أَذَانِي وَمَنْ أَذَانِي فَقَدْ أَذَى اللَّهِ. Whosoever torments his parents has tormented me, and whosoever torments me has tormented Allah. And he continues, وَمَنْ أَذَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ مَلْعُونَ. And whosoever torments Allah is cursed and, in true meaning, distanced from Allah's mercy. The Holy Prophet has said elsewhere, مَنْ أَذَى مُؤْمِنًا فَقَدْ أَذَانِي. Whosoever torments a faithful believer has tormented me, and whosoever torments me has tormented Allah. وَمَنْ أَذَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ مَلْعُونٌ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالزَّبُورِ وَالْفُرْقَانِ. And whosoever torments Allah is cursed in the Torah, in Injil and Zabur, and also in the Furqan or the Holy Quran. We have also such a tradition about the neighbors. Whosoever torments his neighbor, then upon him be the curse of Allah, the angels, and all human beings. This is what the Holy Prophet says. مَنْ أَذَى جَارَهُ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Let us have a look at this tradition of Rasulullah as the last one to mention. مَنْ أَذَى غَازِيًا فَقَدْ أَذَانِ. The Holy Prophet says, whosoever torments a warrior in the way of Allah, he has tormented me. وَمَنْ آذَانِي فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةَ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. And whosoever torments me, Allah will prohibit him from paradise and his abode will be hellfire. This meaning that the Holy Prophet says, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ could be the same as being distanced from Allah's mercy, which means they're practically the same, and this is the true meaning of لَعْن. This is what we understand when we have a comparison between different types of traditions. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين